Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Why did they think that way? I never gave them any indication I was, as far as I knew. And I'm not belittling anybody, but it was rough. It was tough. In fact, I just started squalling one day, and I said, God, I said, I'm going back to secular work. Forget this. Peter said, we go fishing. Who wants to go with me? Isn't that right? After Jesus had risen from the dead and told them what to do and everything, he said, I go fishing. Who wants to go? So I decided I'm going back a fishing or doing what I knew to do. And then, you know, Jesus had to appear to them and call them to shore. And by the way, where Pastor Susan was talking about where Jesus told Peter to go cast a hook in the water, that was only about 120 feet that he had to go to throw a fishing pole in the Sea of Galilee. Lake Genezaret in the Sea of Galilee is the same thing. It's actually, we'd call it a big lake up here. They call it the sea because there ain't much water in Israel. You know, the joke I had when I was in Israel in November with all the people that I was traveling with, I said, where do you think that David ever found a rock to kill Goliath with? Because there's nothing but rocks. If you've been over there, there's nothing but rocks everywhere across that land. But in that praying and seeking God, God called me to do what I'm doing, and I started out doing that, and I'm simply obeying Him. I did pastor. Brother Hagin said that every traveling minister ought to pastor for a couple of years, and sometimes pastors ought to travel for a couple of years just to learn what it's like. Somebody said, well, I'd love to travel. I see the glitter and the glory in it has been gone long ago, you know, and you have to be called to it. Of course, I'd have to be called to do what Pastor Tom Rich and Pastor Susan is doing. I'd have to be called to it. And if I'm not called, then I don't have the anointing. But my family has the anointing. There's not many wives that would let their husbands be gone like I am and stay married to them. Yeah. Now, my wife was with me just, you know, a few weeks ago, and I flew him home because my son can't stay on the road, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get out of his normal environment without having some sense of normalcy about himself. If you remember, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, they used to travel and live in a trailer, you know, pull behind the truck, and he took his whole family. And then it got rough on Ken and Pat. That was his children, Pastor Hagin now, and his daughter, you know, Pat Harrison now. And he sent them back, and they had to stay with, I think, his mom or somebody because they just didn't handle the rigors of being out on the road. Now, I'm not complaining because I'm happy. You know what I mean? Happy in a hog waller and slop. But what I'm saying is, God will lead you, He will guide you, and He will direct your path. So the first thing that you've got to do, if you're going to be in God's glory, what I mean is God's success, to live in God's best, all that's wrapped up in the glory of God, then you've got to pattern your life after God, the things of God, the Word of God. And in that, what I'm talking about is you've got to learn to be led by the Spirit of God and do what God tells you to do. Even though in the natural, it may not seem like the thing that you should do right then. Pastor Susan was talking about offerings, and she was talking about obeying God from your heart, being led by the Spirit of God. I've had the Lord talk to me before in relation to offerings. I've had the Lord tell me to give every dime that I had, empty my checkbook. Didn't know where my next mouthful of food's coming from. Didn't know where nothing's going to come from. I got a wife. I got a baby to take care of. I got normal bills like everybody else. You got utility bills and, you know, house payment and things like that to take care of, and not know where anything's going to come from. But I knew that God said, sow in this offering. And I'm talking about substantial amounts that I needed. I thought more than they did. But, you know, every time that God told me to do it, He was setting me up for a blessing. The Bible says if you sow what? Bountifully, you're going to reap also bountifully. But if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. And so the Lord set me up, and He had me sow bountifully to me. To somebody else, it might not have been much, but it was a whole lot to me. And the Lord always set me up and blessed me in the end. So you need to learn to be led of the Holy Ghost. So we are talking about that as far as point one in relation to pattern your life after God or the things of God. And under that, we said, learn to be led of the Spirit of God. I again encourage you to get the CDs of the services. I've got CDs back there on my table that every person in the building needs. I got one back there that I'll guarantee you, everybody in the body of Christ needs that series. It's called Why Christians Fail to Receive from God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not receiving from God, there is a reason. And until that reason is established and a solution found, your situation is not going to change. If you think it is, you are deluded and you are deceiving yourself. I'm smiling. How do you know? I learned these things the hard way by making mistakes myself. I don't speak down to you, I speak up to you. But there's things that you have to learn. I got a series back there. If you want more money, I'll guarantee you that series will bring you into the place. It's called How to Prosper Financially. Now, let me preface that. If you're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, don't get that series. Because there's no such thing as a get-rich-quick scheme. But if you want to know how to build the character of God, God is not going to give you no more money than you have the character to contain. He won't. Study the Scriptures. I mean, you can get all kinds of wild ideas and the sowing. You can take Scriptures out of context and all that. But that series, the title of it kind of tricks people. And they get in, listen, it kind of sobers them. Yes, it tells you how to prosper financially, but it does it from a very balanced, biblical, not far out, woo-wee, something that you're going to be rich at midnight. If you listen to the CD today, it don't say that. If you're looking for that, don't get that one. Go get somebody else's that will promise you that. And I'll tell you, what they're promising you is a lie. I'm smiling. Come on. Woo! I'm smiling. But if you're having financial problems, if you're having struggles in your finances, if you're barely getting by, I'll guarantee you that series will help you. I went from managing nothing in my life to millions of dollars because I was forced to. If your ministry grows, it's going to. It's going to happen. In that, I talk about what I learned. Talk about what I had to do. If you're going to prosper financially, and this is all being led in the Spirit of God, if you're going to prosper financially, there are biblical principles that must be applied as well as being led by the Spirit of God in your life. Otherwise, you're just going to live beneath God's privileges all the time. But that series will help you in the area of finance. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but I'll guarantee you, things will begin to turn around for you immediately just by practicing some of the principles in the series that we're talking about. But, also, and there's plenty more things back there. But anyway, what was we talking about? We're talking about if you want the glory of God in your life, then the first thing, and we said this already, the first thing that we was talking about, you need to pattern your life after God. Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. And what did he say? I said we got to be learned to be led of the Spirit of God. We read Romans 8:14 here this morning. We're fixing to move into something else here. But also remember, Jesus said, I always do what I see my Father do. I always say what I hear my Father say. So what was he doing? He was being led by the Spirit of God. He was patterning his life after what the Holy Ghost was saying to him. So build a relationship with God and follow after him. Point two. Aren't you glad we finally got off that point? We stayed on that one hour and a half, didn't we? Yeah, it's good stuff. Galatians chapter 6. Yeah, if you want to prosper financially, it's called, I think it's only two CDs in that series, but they're powerful. And don't just listen. When you get a CD series or something, just keep listening to them over and over and over and over and over. I do. I've listened to certain series and certain things I don't know how many times, and it seems like every time I hear something different. Because you can be listening to something, especially if you're driving, you get distracted and you'll get by it, and then listen to it again and you say, I didn't hear that before. Have you ever done that? Well, I've done the same thing. And it also happens as you grow spiritually. you hear things in messages as anointed of God that you didn't hear before. Because it's time for you to hear that. It's time for you to grow beyond where you were. Isn't that right? So where are we turning to? Where did you turn to? Galatians chapter 6. What is point 2? Nobody told it yet. Oh, we got to get point 2, right? So what are we talking about? How to what? Three things you must know to live in the glory of God or be successful in your life. God's glory is where the success is at. Have His glory, have His approval on your life. So the second thing we must know, first we know we pattern ourselves after God by learning to follow the Holy Ghost, flow with the Spirit of God, do what He says do. But number two, and now this right here, this number two is something that I've learned and I'm still working on this in my life, so I'm not condemning anybody else. But this number two is really an answer that I should charge everybody in the building $8,000 for. Every one of you. I should charge you at least $8,000. I know of a gentleman, and this has been probably 10 years ago, that used to get $100,000 to stand up and speak over a period of about 5 hours. He would get, well, I'm underpaid. Pastor Tom, you're underpaid. Pastor Rich, yeah. Susan, you're underpaid. This guy used to get $100,000. He spoke to heads of states, governments, and everything else. And any motivational type speaker that these big companies come in with, and you know, about any a highfalutin motivational speaker you could think of today that travels, and a lot of them speak to companies, football teams, and different things like that. This conference that this man was paid $100,000, the people that would come, the companies would pay $8,000 a piece just to send their business managers to sit at this man's feet. He was a billionaire, and he knew how to manage money. He happens also to be a Christian man. Started with nothing, poverty, poor, and God just raised him up. But you would pay companies would pay $8,000 just to go to this man's and sit at his feet and learn the principles that he had taught. And it was $8,000. But what I'm going to do, because I'm just a generous man, what I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to sow $8,000 into your life this morning. I'm going to sow it into you. I'm not going to charge you $8,000.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.